first off.
Oh, I was kind of glad to see you guys.
You
it's kind of neat.
Thanks a lot. Help.
Yeah, definitely email us and let us know what's going on.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks. Thank God you weren't chewing gum.
Oh my gosh, chewing gum? My head would have exploded. At the end when he said, would you say, because everything I said was totally off the top of my head. He goes, would you say that same thing again?
I thought he just wanted you to say, and I'll see you in a trail and walk away.
And now do the whole thing.
That's the silliest thing you ever did.
I talk with two cats, a mother and daughter geocaching team who live in Illinois, but camped in Missouri to be near the picnic site today. To round out the podcast, some of the winners of the silent auction are announced. At that point, the picnic was over, and we all went home.
I work at the Texas Technology Center in the basement of the library. I mean, there's several of them on campus there, some really good ones. Yeah, my daughter and I went to get one. I parked in the wrong spot. We're bushwhacking, and it said it was only about 20 feet off of the pathway. Well, at about a quarter mile, I was like, you know what? And we're in the middle of nowhere. We're in the middle of the forest. Really don't want to run into any of the wildlife that lives out here, because there's like coyotes and cougars and all sorts of stuff that wander the forest. And so we finally backtracked. And then a couple days later, I realized that there's another path that we could have taken, and sure enough, it was off of that one. I'm more into, placing the caches and logging the caches. My daughter's more into the toys and trinkets you can get on. You know, she likes the bouncy balls or the necklaces. She's 12. You know, I mean, because when we go, she gets really into it. And this summer, we watched Treasure Hunters very faithfully. Every time we find
it was really great.
Every time we find something, they were just like, Treasure Hunters. Well, at one point, they were using a GPS.
Yeah.
They had some things to find, and so they were keeping track of where they were going.
Awesome.
I started my nephew on this, and we got him a GPS for his birthday and helped him place his first cache and stuff. So his sister went with us, and she just, you. And I'm like, oh, come on. You've known me long enough that we're not going to be doing girly girl things. Come on. So I said we're going into the forest, and you can pretty much assume it's going to be bugs and, spiders.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, we've done mostly Illinois. We've gone up to Grafton. We've done several in Grafton and area.
The most often sentence I've ever heard from a geocacher is, I never would have known this park was here if it weren't for geocaching.
Exactly. That's always something I can be found when we talk, when I talk about this. I was reading about one in St. Charles that one of the logs said it took about 2 hours to find. It's like, well, that'll be fine once we get, a couple hundred. We want to spend an entire afternoon looking for one.
It turned out nice today. You didn't bring your video, huh? At all.
I can't do video and camera and podcast all at the same time. I had a GPS long before I knew about geocaching.
Yeah.
But I rode mountain bike, and I like to have it on my handlebars, and I go back and I download and see the track that I rode on. It's just, cool gadget that Lane got me for my birthday. And we just come back from a 1,000-mile trip for a week. And when I got home, a day later, I found out geocaching. Man, all the geocaches that passed by, and I never even knew about it.
Oh, sorry.
The big animal box goes to 57 Chevy for $20. Anybody find a blue ticket? If so, show it now. All right.
I did, but I lost it.
Attendance prize drawing now. Okay, people. The people that donated the items are Grounds Peak, Cabela's,
and Garmin.
And I forgot the gift cards for the contributing member drawing, the three gift cards. So what we're going to do is we'll draw them at the Christmas party. You don't have to be present to win. So I'm sorry about that. I forgot them, and you can hang me if you want.
Okay.
Let's go get the rope.
This concludes the Slugga Podcast. For more information about the Slugga Group and geocaching in the St. Louis, Missouri area, go to www.geostl.com. Here's wishing you a strong signal and a trusty bearing.